You're listening to Innovation for Alpha, where we explore everything at the intersection of healthcare innovation and finance. Through our discussions and interviews, we keep you informed and educated about healthcare innovations, next-level venture investing, and everything involving the combination of the two.
Hi, you're listening to the Innovation for Alpha podcast. I'm your host, Tobin Arthur, and I am joined today by a good friend, a great physician who has leaned into innovation, Dr. Gupta, Sheesh Gupta, who's based back on the East Coast. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tobin. Great to be here and great to kind of connect with you again.
Well, thank you.
And help support AngelMD.
I appreciate that. We're going to just explore a little bit in our short period of time. I want to get a sense, first of all, of your background. Just give people some context. You're an orthopedic surgeon, but talk a little bit about your practice and how you got into orthopedics.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Scotland, moved to the U.S. in the middle of high school, did most of my training in Michigan, my residency in Chicago. I did a sports fellowship at NYU, then another hip preservation fellowship back in Chicago. And I've been practicing out here in private practice in the DC metropolitan area for about 8 years now. Now, one of my sort of core beliefs and the way I think about my practice as well as investing in entrepreneurship is really trying to think about where markets are headed, where I think there's going to be a paradigm shift. And I did that first starting with my own practice. So after coming, graduating from orthopedic residency, I decided to do two fellowships, one in sports and then another one in hip arthroscopy, which is was a much newer field. But I recognized the importance in the future of this field and the fact that there was going to be a lot of innovation and resources being poured into this industry. And so that's why I did that. It led me to come out to DC and be very busy very quickly in a very technical area. So that's kind of my involvement in orthopedics.
That's a cool introduction. And you mentioned earlier, which is kind of funny, today, ironically, you actually are converting to a new electronic medical record, speaking of new and innovation.
That's correct. So a lot of change is going on, but indeed, yes, we're a new EMR system, lots of turmoil and heartbreak in the office, but I'm glad to be here.
That's cool. Well, you know, give us a sense. So you've got your day-to-day clinical work, but you are heavily involved. Both you've done work with industry, you've done work with startups. Just give us a little bit of a glimpse of some of the things that you've done and maybe some of the things that have been more enjoyable.
Sure. So, you know, I'll start initially with the entrepreneurship side. I'm actually developing my own surgery center locally in the DMV area. And it's kind of a unique model where we're going to have physicians retain a significant majority of the ownership of the center versus these large sort of national corporations that come in and have a cookie cutter approach. And so I think with this novel idea, hopefully this will take off around the country. And, you know, that's what we're kind of looking to do with that. So that's sort of on the practice side. Now, on the investing side, I really got involved initially through a company called Startup Health. And I know AngelMD and Startup Health are working together on various fronts. And I've helped kind of foster that relationship. And Startup Health is sort of an incubator and an ecosystem, if you will, of companies, investors, like-minded individuals that all have the same goal of advancing healthcare with various moonshots. And we invested in their healthcare venture capital fund. We went out to the JP Morgan conference, and they have a week there, and had time to kind of sit down and meet various companies within their ecosystem, and decided to work with a handful of them. And that's kind of where I got the bug to really work with these startups. And so I've been working with a company called Lazarite. They make a wireless arthroscopy camera, and they're currently going through FDA approval. And if all goes well, you know, the plan is to start selling at some point next year. And I've been a medical advisor for them. There's another company called HealthMe that I'm a medical director for, and they are basically changing the paradigm as far as how to approach small business owners that are self-insured, and also individuals that have no insurance, and how to provide transparent pricing and affordable pricing compared to these insurance contracts out there that are essentially catastrophic insurance based. And then another company is AngelMD. So AngelMD, I've been on the Senior Clinical Advisory Board with, and it's been fantastic. Really just a pleasure to see it grow. And it's a great ecosystem. I really enjoy listening to all the various conferences that you guys put on, the pitch clubs. It's very unique where they really focus on different topics every week or every other week. And that's been really great. And then lastly, there's a company called BandGrip that I'm involved with. This is sort of a novel company where they've developed almost like a Band-Aid to replace sutures in the operating room and then also at home. And so it's sort of multi-purpose. And I think they have several patents on their technology. I think it's a very exciting technology as well. So again, I try to pick companies where I think, you know, I know something about the industry. I can be value added to the team. And that's really how I go about picking where I invest.
That's a great mix. And maybe just give us a little more a sense, because very cool companies. And I know the companies that you mentioned, love the entrepreneurs behind those. And it's interesting too. They're very different, right? One's run by very much engineering centric entrepreneurial team. Another is physician run and great guys. Give us a sense of how you manage kind of your time when you lean in and as you get busier at certain times, how that ebbs and flows a little bit.
Right. You know, it's a great question. A lot of it is just sort of touching base on a regular basis with the management team and really asking them, you know, how can I help you? And also realizing what your skill sets are. So I think for me, if I'm working with an engineering team, my skill set tends to be, you know, from a surgeon point of view, this is how I would, you know, develop the handle, or this is how you want to talk to physicians when you're selling the device. When I'm talking to other physicians, it's a lot of, well, you know, I have access to 200 physicians within my large organization that I work for. You know, I'd be happy to make introductions, or I'd be happy to make capital introductions if you're looking, you know, to finish up your Series A or friends and family round. So it really depends on who the audience is, but I think keeping just always being available and keeping in regular contact. And then, you know, you can very easily figure out exactly what the needs are. And they vary as time goes on as well.
So you mentioned Startup Health, and as you mentioned, you made that introduction, and we really like the group. We like Unity and everything that they're working on. And I sense, but maybe explain your thoughts for a physician who's listening to this, who has not necessarily plugged into startups, but says, you know, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, groups like AngelMD, groups like Startup Health are certainly a great place to start in terms of leaning in. Are there things that you would advise in terms of somebody that's saying, hey, how do I get started on all of this? You know, what would you suggest?
I think before you even get to that question is you really need to ask yourself, what is it that you're looking for, right? Is it a place to put your money, or is it a place to put your energy and time? And those are two very different things. And sometimes it's both. For me, it was both. I really enjoy the energy of working with entrepreneurs and forward-thinking people, kind of seeing where the next 5 to 10 years is heading in my field. But for some people, they don't have that time. Now, if you do want to get involved, I really think AngelMD is the perfect platform. And this is where I'm going to put a plug in for you guys, for us. It's listen to the pitch clubs, see what people are doing, and you can just contact these companies, say, hey, you know, I'd like to work pro bono. And that was the best advice I got. Offer your services for free until you're invaluable. And then, you know, then people will start calling you. And, you know, yeah, everyone has to start somewhere. And I think it's a great place to start.
That's great. I appreciate that feedback and that plug. And you've done some really interesting things. You know, as you mentioned, you've got expertise both clinically and how you're supporting these startups. But the other thing that you've done that's extremely helpful is just cross-pollinate these groups, because you never know like how they can support one another. Building companies can be a lonely sport, so to speak. And so, you know, one of the things we find valuable is when interacting, for example, with Startup Health. We knew Startup Health was out there. We liked things that they were doing, but it wasn't until we started having conversations with them to say, you know, what are you guys trying to accomplish? And maybe there's some things that we can do to help you guys. And then as it turns out, there's things that they can do to help us. And so even just that kind of Collaboration, I think, is extremely important in the startup building spaces. So I really appreciate that perspective and making those introductions.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. It's really all about connections, the human connection, networking, finding synergies, and being able to capitalize on that.
You know, let's relate it back to your clinical practice a little bit. And one of the things I hear from friends who get involved as entrepreneurs, as advisors and who are physicians, they say, this allows me to scratch an itch or exercise and leverage my expertise that I build kind of during the day working with patients in a way that's unique and interesting, which actually then inadvertently makes my practice even more interesting because I'm working on these things that are kind of on the cutting edge. Do you find that, how do you think about that in terms of not just how does your clinical day impact the startups, but how can the startup and the work and innovation impact your clinical work?
Absolutely. I mean, I've found that firsthand where I've been trialing certain products that I'm kind of an investor in on the other side, just to see how it worked, see what the next iteration is. So for me, it's very exciting. I'm also thinking now a little differently when I approach a problem or a certain situation, where I'm working on this. Do you think this would help or translate? So it really kind of taps another part of your brain, and it really takes away from the mundane day to day and can kind of liven it up a little bit, which is great,
I didn't want to gloss over the surgical center. That's a super cool project. What's next steps in that? And what have been maybe some of the bigger challenges in that entrepreneurial process?
Right. So I won't go into too much detail, but the idea for the surgery center was basically instead of just aggregating a bunch of surgeons that are in a certain geographical area, let's pick surgeons that let's look at their track record for the past 2 years. So make sure they're high performing surgeons. Because we're currently at most surgery centers, there's, top one third, middle one third, bottom one third as far as producers. And so top one third kind of carry the bottom one third. And, there's very stark law regulations, and quite rightly so, where, your ownership can't be tied to production. So why not just have everyone that's a high producer in the same specialty all aggregate together? So now you've just got a bunch of superstars together. And we know, given their track record, how they're going to do. Everyone comes in on an equal playing field with a significant majority ownership. Everyone sort of wins. And so you're not kind of disgruntled if you're in the top one third anymore. You're sort of looking left and right, and everyone's performing equally. And so that's sort of the theory there.
I love it. I'm excited to hear as that progresses forward, some of the things that you've learned and how that's going. If there's anything we can do to support it, promote it, let us know.
Absolutely.
Just maybe in wrapping, let me get a sense. You seem to me you're always learning, you're always thinking, you're always connecting. Are there any resources that you think about on a day-to-day basis or maybe periodically, whether these are podcasts or blogs or, magazines? How do you feed yourself? How do you learn? How do you kind of stretch the things that you're thinking about? Anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. What's kind of interesting, if you haven't subscribed to it already, Fortune Magazine comes out with an email called, I think it's the daily, I forget what it is. It's
the term sheet?
Term sheet.
Yep.
So every morning, I really look forward to the term sheet. And to me, that gives me an idea of where is all the venture capital money going and private equity and what firms are doing it, right? And so who are the big players these days? And so it's fascinating when you go down and you see, okay, Andreessen Horowitz is really getting involved in this, or Tiger Global is investing in everything. And, Sequoia Capital is making big bets in China, right? And so to me, it's fascinating just to see all the deals I go through every day. And with that, if you read that, on a daily basis, you can really kind of get a sense of what's going on. You've kind of got your finger on the pulse. So anyone that hasn't signed up, I'd really recommend that as just a starter. And then after that, look at your Rolodex, start connecting with people, and then just kind of having calls. Like Tobin, I'll kind of like text you, be like, hey, let's catch up soon. And I'm always, probably every other week, I'm introducing you to people in my network that are interested. So that's kind of how I work, right? Like I always like to connect with people. I like to be up to date, and I just get excited. And the more connections I can make, I think it's the best for everyone.
I love that. It's funny, you're the first person I think that's ever mentioned term sheet, particularly physician. Yeah. And I wholeheartedly agree. I like getting that each day. And we're going to be introducing a few things to become a little bit of a term sheet-esque place for healthcare, particularly the earlier stages, because I agree, you know, looking at that, if nothing else, it gives you a sense of the trends. And those trends are shifting, you know, like you said, Andreessen Horowitz, you know, dumping money into crypto and into neobanks. And it's a fascinating trend. Well, Dr. Gupta, thanks for spending some time. It's really cool to hear somebody who's, you know, doing as much as you are with startups. We appreciate your involvement and all your support and all the introductions. It's just fantastic. You are the model advisor to any startup. And, you know, I just wish we could mint another 1,000 folks like you. The startup world would be greatly beneficial for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Tobin. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the platform of AngelMD. I think it's really exciting where it's going, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
See you again soon for the next episode of Innovation for Alpha. Make sure to go to Innovation for Alpha for access to prior episode links, show notes, and other valuable resources. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any investment decisions, please consult with a professional. This show is copyrighted by AngelMD Media, and written permission must be granted before syndication or rebroadcasting.